Home Care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, Sarah. My name is Christine Falls from Keystone First. May I speak to the coordinator who's caring for my participant, Mr. Rondell Stevenson?
Rondell Peterson?
Stevenson.
Stevenson, okay. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Hi, good morning. This is Alberto from Family First.
Hi, are you the coordinator for Rondell Stevenson?
Yes, I'm the coordinator. How are you?
Hi, my name is Christine calling from Keystone First. Are you aware that Mr. Stevenson is in a hospital?
No, I was not aware. When was he admitted to the hospital?
It looks like he went on the second. Would you guys put the EIM in?
No, actually, the caregiver didn't notify me anything about it, and I actually seek lock-ins for yesterday.
No, so he went, I spoke to Mr. Stevens, and he went on 3-2 on March 2nd.
March 2nd?
I just got through the EIM, I was waiting for the EIM to populate. So he's still receiving clock-ins?
Yeah, we actually received a clock in for yesterday, and I clocked in for today at midnight. I was not aware of this situation. I'll have to call the caregiver immediately.
Yeah, call him immediately, and so you can see, because it looks like I spoke to him. So I spoke to him yesterday morning, and he told me that yesterday was the third. What's today's date? Today's the 4th, yes. So he went in on the 2nd of that night. He said his son took him on the 2nd. He had to clock in from beyond 9:14 p.m. on March 2nd?
Yeah, well, March 2nd, I have the clock out at 3:56 p.m. It is around the hours that he finished. But then next day, I have the clock in. Clock out for yesterday and for today.
No, you may want to contact him because
yeah.
He's been in Edmonton Jefferson Hospital since March 2nd.
Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know. I'll get in contact with the caregiver immediately.
And could you put the EIN once you do?
Yes. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for letting me know.